Very sad situation. R.I.P. to Rich Homie Quan. Dies at the age of 34, reportedly from a drug overdose. He leaves behind two children grieving, a girlfriend, countless family members. Speaking of girlfriend, she the one that found his lifeless body at home, downstairs in the living room.
I need an ambulance.
Tell me exactly what happened.
My boyfriend, he's been asleep on the couch since this morning. Well, he never came to bed last night. Sleep on the couch. I left him on the couch before I took my son to school this morning and put a blanket over him. And now I just checked on him again because he never got up. I don't feel a heartbeat. I don't see him breathing.
And you said, hold on, you said on the couch, and what happened?
I said I put a cover over him because he gets a little cool. He's in the living room. And now I just checked on him because I see he never got up. And I don't see him breathing. I don't feel a heartbeat or anything. And I turned him over. I see he kind of foamed at the mouth.
I'm sorry. Are you saying he's not breathing? Is that correct? I'm not hearing you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, ma'am. If there's a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now and tell me when you have it.
Is there a what?
If there's a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now and tell me when you have it.
I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, I'm sending the paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Okay.
I need to know about how old he is.
He's 34.
Okay, are you right by him now?
Yes.
Okay, please put your phone on speaker so your hands are free to help.
Can I add his dad to the call? He's trying to call me back because I called him first before I called you.
Okay, so we need to help. We need to help your boyfriend now. Okay, listen carefully. Lay him flat on his back on the floor and remove anything under his head.
He is not waking up. Quit.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Okay, you got to get him to the floor. Lay him flat on his back on the floor and remove anything under his head.
Flat on his back on the floor?
Yes, ma'am.
Help me.
Who's
Dre? He's not here.
Were
you able to get him
cool
to the floor?
Yes, his heart not beating or anything.
I mean, it's so crazy how this happened, man. I mean, this young lady went to bed, he downstairs. He didn't come to bed. She didn't think twice about it because he probably fell asleep on the couch before in the past. She came downstairs, about to take the kids to school, cover him up with a blanket and leave. And this entire time he was dead. Then come back and call 911 when she notices he's not moving at all. I mean, this just goes to show us and tell us that so many things we need to learn from these situations. It's like, this is nowhere, shape or form blaming her for anything. But this is a message to everyone. If you have a loved one that's going through addiction or experimenting with drugs, don't enable them. Talk to them. Allow them to know that that's something that they should not accept. Tell them they should leave those things alone. Do not go down that path of destruction. I don't care how many nights that they've done it before and they woke up just fine. You can have an imbalance randomly at any time and you can be gone at a snap of a finger.
Listen to Rich Homie Quan detail his drug addiction in an interview.
Was it drugs involved?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I was on Molly every day.
Oof.
Listen, geeked up, fight down. Listen, I'm talking, bro, I felt like I couldn't do a show or a song without being on Molly.
When did that start? When did the habit start?
When the habit started, before some type of way, we was doing so many shows, I couldn't stay up.
Mm.
So I knew some people were like, bro, I got something to keep you up. That motherfucker kept me up. And, you know.
There's a machine after that.
If you don't mind, who said
that? That's where the babies is coming from.
If you don't mind, who said that to you? Who said they got something for you to keep you up? Was it somebody from the industry or one of your friends?
It's a family member.
Oh, family member.
Damn.
You have to really understand that you're playing Russian roulette every time you take drugs. You're not going to be lucky every single time. You got to let this stuff go. It is not worth it. And it goes to show us as well, man, I don't care how young you think you are. Life is not promised tomorrow. And again, your time is being fast forwarded to death whenever you're dealing with these things like drugs. Whenever you're dealing with these being involved in, you know, gang affiliation where people killing each other. When you're putting yourself in these situations, you are fast forwarding your time and your and the probability of your own death. You have to understand this. So check on your people, man. Don't enable them. And again, this should be a reminder. I don't care how young you are. Go ahead and get your affairs in order. Make sure you got some life insurance. This man is the catalyst of first-time generational wealth. Do you understand how many family members are going to go without now because he's not here? And more than likely, he didn't have no type of life insurance. He was bringing in all the funds for so many people. He employed multiple people, even people outside his family that was dependent on his income to pay them for their services. You have to understand this trickle-down effect is serious and is monumental. You got to think about how big things are, man. Get your affairs in order, especially if you own drugs. You're going to leave your family without. You are the breadwinner. You're going to leave them without. You're going to leave your kids without. You probably don't have no will because you're so young. You're 26, you're 36, you're 34, you're 35, 40, with no type of anything set in place. If you don't make it to the next day when you already know you're risking your life every day. We got to do better. We got to think about these things. It's a must if we want to, you know, make a difference and not leave our family high and dry. Rich Homie Quan was a man of family. You saw him with his sons. You saw him with his girlfriend. You saw him taking pictures and he's just doing so many things. I always heard positive things. Being that person in the spotlight, being that leader comes with a lot of pressure. People expect and don't think you need anyone. But a lot of time, us, the ones that are being a leader, we the one who need the most. But we can't ask because it seems like we have so many people around us that needs us to be strong all the time. Who's going to be strong for us? Yes, we got to be strong for ourselves. We got to not go to drugs. We got to not go to all these other outlets, alcoholism, abusing, all of these type of things, experimenting with drugs. You're experimenting with life and death when you're doing these things. You have to understand the consequences are monumental. 34 years old, that is so young, so early to lose your life. But to think about it, is it really early? Because this has unfortunately become a norm. How many of us has to die before you see that you've been brainwashed to think doing things that causes our self-destruction and demise is cool? Drugs, alcoholism, gang affiliation, all of it brings death to your own people early in life. How is that cool? And this epidemic has been plaguing us for a very long time. And when I say us, it hasn't just impacted Black people. Think about the very well-known people like Elvis Presley, who died, Whitney Houston, Marilyn Monroe, Pimp C, Mac Miller, Juice WRLD, ASAP Yams, ODB, the wrestler Chyna, and so many more. And a lot of these people are dying from government-provided drugs, big farm-provided drugs that cause you to be hooked, like oxy, fentanyl, alcohol poisoning, and that's just to name a few. Doing drugs or alcoholism is not going to make your problems going away. It's only going to make things worse. I don't care what popular person you see doing it. I don't care what supposed friend is trying to peer pressure you into doing it. Trust me, that's not your friend. That's a foe. And misery loves company. Do not join them. I don't care what song you hear it on. Do not go out trying to follow what you hear on some music. We've been fooled way too long. Following these people that they put in place. They are putting these people in place to destroy you, to cause problems, then present these so-called solutions where they are getting their pockets filled. You don't understand this process yet? Having you hooked on drugs, needing additional mental health support, all of this comes down to money. They will make something popular that causes you to become ill and then make you come to them for the solution, which give them more money. Don't sell your soul for this stuff. Don't fall for the trap that so many of us have for so long. And it's up to us to change the narrative. It's up to us to change what's so popularized. We control it. If we didn't run to these things so much, it wouldn't continue to be in high demand. We control the demand. Stop rushing to this stuff. Stop rushing and singing along and making all this drug use viral. This is so unfortunate. All these shares and things of Rich Homie Quan are happening now, but it won't happen while he was alive. He don't go viral till he dead. So I'm talking about this, hoping this information will be spread, not because of his death. I don't want that to be in vain. I want this message to be sent and spread, and please share with others. It's up to us to make a change. Your character is what made you cool, being a man or a woman of your word, supporting the community in a positive way. That's what made you cool, not drugs, not alcoholism, not gang affiliation, killing each other over what color you wearing. You don't understand how crazy that is, how much that doesn't make sense. None of it makes any sense. I was a victim of being fooled by this type of conditioning as well. But thank God I'm out of it. I'm not falling for it no more. I've been told so many times that, oh yeah, you must be lame because you don't smoke, you don't drink. You a square because you don't smoke or drink. We got to flip that mentality. Being a so-called square is not a bad thing at all. It's time for a new wave, my people. Let's make character cool. Together we can reach the highest point.
The Highest Point Podcast.
Sizzle alert. This summer, let the only thing smoking at your barbecue be the grill, not your grooming game. Get ready for the ultimate cookout season with Manscaped. Whether you're flipping burgers or cannonballing into the pool, make sure your meat looks neat with the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Fire up your grooming routine and keep it cool with Manscaped. Head to manscaped.com and use promo code THPTV. Again, that's THPTV at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping. I'm not even going to front with y'all. I've used multiple different other brands and tried to groom myself in that special sexy area. And I done came out nipped because they don't specialize in no tools that Manscaped does. I mean, they had me walking around, you know what I'm saying? And I'm up here blaming it on like, yeah, man, I was working out. Nah, I was just working out with the wrong groomer and getting my nuts snipped. I'm telling you, it's perfect for those sensitive areas, those hard to reach areas. I mean, these groomers got lights on them so you can get all the different angles, and they got specialized tools where I've never, ever been nipped. Stop wasting time. Take advantage of this amazing discount, 20% off and free shipping. Go to manscaped.com and put in your promo code THPTV to take advantage of this great discount. Catch up with the times. The ladies love a smooth, clean area to put their eyes on and whatever else. Trust me, stay groomed or you're doomed.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.